We often hear about ways of connecting with people who are living with dementia and finding joy. For Hedy van Gerp, when her sister-in-law Heather got diagnosed, they started making art together, and now Hedy's hoping to share that experience with other caregivers in our province. She's leading a series of free workshops this spring around art and dementia. Hedy joined us in studio to talk about that. Good morning, Hedy.
Good morning, Portia.
Lovely to see you.
Happy to be here.
Well, what inspired you to start making art with your sister-in-law, Heather?
Well, my mother was at Northwood in her final years. She had Alzheimer's, and she was quite a well-recognized artist. And even to her final days, she continued to make art. Heather similarly loved making art, and I thought it would be a wonderful way to continue my connection with her as she was losing her language.
So what kind of art were you making with Heather?
Heather loved stained glass. She loved painting. She loved sculpting with plasticine. So I bought all those supplies and made them available to her. And she would often let me know what she was interested in on a particular day. So it was a full range of art activities.
And how did the art and making it with her help connect with Heather, even as, you know, as she was changing?
She was changing rapidly, especially in losing her language. She no longer spoke after the first few years, and it was difficult to know how much she understood of spoken language. So making art was easy because I always made something alongside of her. And she would look over at what I was doing and understand, oh, this is how we are going to use paint today, or markers need the tops taken off, things like that, that she no longer could understand herself.
And what was that like in that moment, realizing you were still communicating beyond language through art with her?
It brought me great joy. And I think it did for her as well, because I would go on Fridays, every Friday, to make art with her. And when I rang the doorbell, she would greet me with a big smile, which to me was an indication that she was looking forward to it. And that proved to be the case as we were making art. She seemed to derive great joy from the experience.
And beyond the joy, which you say was obvious when she was making art, were there other benefits? I mean, did she seem to feel proud that she could do something and learn something new and do it with you?
At the time, as we were doing it, she seemed very proud. She was always smiling and happy. Afterwards, I'm not so sure that it left a lasting impression, but that doesn't matter. You know, it's the moment, in the moment, that's really, we were connecting on a different level. And that was what was important to me, and I think to her as well.
The present is so important for people who have Alzheimer's and the people
Absolutely.
Who love them.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so do you need to have an artistic background, do you think, to do this as you try to encourage other caregivers to get involved with art?
No, absolutely no. I can illustrate that if I have time to tell a very short story.
Oh, please do.
All right. I was a grade 6 teacher and had a student teacher working with me years ago. It was October, and at the beginning of the week, I suggested that I thought she was ready to run the afternoon of art on Friday. It was a nice, relaxing way to close the week, and immediately she had a look of terror on her face and started saying things like, I can't even draw a straight line. I'm sure you've heard people say that before. And I said, well, the good news is you don't have to draw a straight line. Why don't you just make witches? Or ask the children to make witches. It was close to Halloween. She said, I don't know how to do that. I can't draw it. And I stopped her and I said, you don't have to do anything. Really, all you have to do is lay out a table full of materials, paper, glue, scissors, string, yarn, anything you can scrounge out of the art cupboard. They'll do the rest. And I went off for the afternoon. The bell rang, dismissal. After dismissal, she came running to find me, and she said, you won't believe what they did. And I smiled, and I said, I think I have a pretty good idea. So we walked together back to the classroom, and there were witches everywhere, on the windows, mobiles hanging from the ceiling. And my favorite one was one that was wrapped around my coffee mug, sitting sitting on my desk as a cup holder. And I think that was a very good lesson for her, that you don't have to be an artist to encourage someone to make art. Mm. And it's the same with anyone who is providing care to someone with dementia. Have the materials ready and be willing to sit down beside your loved one or friend or neighbor, whoever is working with you, and just have fun together. And don't worry about the outcome. Something beautiful will happen.
Mm-hmm. And you've captured some of that in a book, I gather. You've written about your experiences with
Heather? I have. I have written a book called Fridays with Heather. And now Heather is living at Northwood, and she is no longer interested in art of any kind. But I have moved on, and I'm spending some time with the Adult Day program and making art with the group that they have.
And you're leading some workshops this spring for other dementia caregivers. Tell me a bit about those.
It's a project that is hosted and organized by Caregivers Nova Scotia. And we're going to four different parts of the province. And I'm working together with Tracy Hawthorne, who is the program planner of the Adult Day program at Northwood. And so we'll talk about tips for planning activities, things to consider when a project goes off the rails. And we're actually going to do three hands-on activities to show how easy and fun it is.
Okay. I'll mention where some of those are happening. But is this for anyone who's connected with someone with Alzheimer's or dementia?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Primarily unpaid caregivers.
Mm-hmm. So in some ways, this is inspired by your time with Heather. And though, you know, she wouldn't know this is happening.
No, she wouldn't know, but it is inspired by the years that I had the privilege of making art with Heather and realizing what a wonderful way that is to maintain a connection and enrich a connection.
Well, it's a lovely idea that you're carrying on to benefit other people. So, Hedy, thanks for being here.
Thank you very much.
Hedy Van Gerp is a dementia educator, author, and caregiver. Her book is called Fridays with Heather, 55 Art Projects for Dementia Care. As we mentioned, Hedy's leading a series of free workshops for dementia caregivers. They're in Halifax, Shubenacadie, Pictou, and Dartmouth through May and June. First is Saturday, this coming Saturday at Northwood Halifax campus. And to register, you can go to caregiversns.org. And from there, you click on the events tab.